Episode
4.
We do a preview show on what's happening in the 2024 season.
We're talking about chicken.
Here we go, episode 4.
It's coming up next from Empty Bellies.
Welcome to episode 4 of Hooked on Fun. I'm Director of Fun, Ryan.
I'm Alec.
I'm Spencer.
And we are here at Empty Bellies, the official home of the podcast.
We're back.
Our new home. Every other Thursday here, you can come check us out if you like. There's no studio audience today.
All of our fans.
We're building it. We're building it. Little
See,
by little.
We just needed a little structure because I don't know how long we said we would do this every single, you know, on schedule every other week. And now we have a home.
Yeah. Well, we are every other
we
week.
We show up to the home.
Yeah.
Well, half an hour late.
We have a new ritual here where we do this podcast for about 20-ish minutes and then we have lunch. Which last week I had the same thing. It's the
Buffalo Bird.
Buffalo Bird.
See, you do. You look at the menu and you always
kind of like
skim
this,
it.
I like that.
And every time, they already have your order in.
Predictable.
It is.
Oh, now Alex on mute.
Nope. We're good.
Anyway,
try something new.
Last week we teased the promo schedule. It's now out.
It is.
One of the most, I would say, this is me being biased because I made it, but the most impressive promo schedule we've ever had, I would say.
Better than last year?
Well, this year we have like 17 giveaways.
So, do you recall last time I remember saying, is it over like 15 giveaways? And you like shook your head at me like, there's no way it's over 15.
Honestly,
ridiculous.
At the time.
It actually is over 15.
At the time, I didn't know if it was or not. I didn't count them up. So, yes, it's over.
Yes.
Big time. We got some cool ones. Like, we got Sea Cushion giveaway. We got keychains. We've got, what else we have? Bobbleheads.
Stress balls.
Stress balls, which are now going to be sponsored by Empty Bellies.
Country hats.
Country hats. Hawaiian shirts.
I was going to say.
That's super pumped
they
for
look
that.
So good.
Yeah, they're so sick.
That needs
so
its
sick.
Own talking point, the Hawaiian shirt.
Well, we always, like, Tropical Night's a huge night for us, right? We always have a lot of fun with that one. I mean, your outfit last year was ridiculous.
Rushy and I.
You guys took it to the level.
It's actually, I think my picture on the opening of the podcast is from Hawaii.
It is.
It is, absolutely.
Oh, there we go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we have, like, a lot more themes this year. It's funny when we come up with these promo schedules because, like, a lot of thought is put into, do we really need this many themes? Does it really draw this many more people? Does giveaways draw more people? But
absolutely.
Well, yes and no. I mean, Crocs and Socks night is not going to be, I won't think, an
I don't think it's going to be your number one seller.
Although I did just buy Crocs yesterday for my wife and I.
I have never
are they
wore,
legit Crocs?
I've never wore a pair of Crocs.
Are they legit Crocs or are they knockoffs?
Yeah, they're real.
Did you buy like the little pins for them?
No, because Crocs and Socks night, I'm going to get my first gibbet.
Didn't they go out of style? Is that what they're called?
They're called gibbets. The little charms that go into it, they're called gibbets.
Do you have like a championship gibbet?
No, it's a...
We are champions.
It's going to be a pointing fish gibbet.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So 250 of those, but only to people that are wearing Crocs. You can't just get one.
Oh.
You gotta wear your Crocs to the stadium if you want to get a Croc gibbet.
They're limited.
So go 250. Buy green Crocs.
Well, so here's the problem.
Oh, it's green. Hold on.
They do not sell Kelly green Crocs.
Well, why can't we make a call?
Philly, they definitely do.
I got navy blue Crocs.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Which is
that
actually,
goes with anything.
So yesterday was... This is not... And it's not a great Yelp review for Crocs because yesterday I went on their site and they had a 25% off coupon if I use it within 8 minutes. I was like, sick. So I got two pairs.
Yeah.
Put the coupon code in. Didn't work. So I got their chat line.
Oh.
I said, what the
F? Whoa. Beep.
What the heck?
Yeah. Careful.
Is going on? And the lady on the chat line says, I'm sorry, it doesn't work. Place your order and we'll give me the order number and I'll give you a 25% discount. So I placed my order, went back.
Fire.
The chat was closed.
Oh, wow.
So I went back
on. She big dogged, yeah.
And I tried to hit the chat again multiple times. Wouldn't work.
She big dogged.
Customer service number one. It doesn't work. I don't like it. Tried again. Wouldn't work. Went to an incognito window on Google.
Oh, wow. Yes.
And tried
now you're
again,
going undercover.
And tried it again.
All this for a pair of Crocs.
That's a lot of
what?
Illegal
two
stuff.
Pairs of Crocs.
The jackfish will do.
They're not
do.
Cheap, man. They're not cheap. So anyway, I got through to a person, and he's like, I told him the story, and the guy goes,
we're going to
no,
close your
do,
chat.
No, the guy goes, we can't actually do that.
It's actually been 9 minutes.
And so
now.
I asked him, I said, what, are you lying to me?
Stop.
And they're like, sorry for the inconvenience. Let me look into this. And then they finally, so the best part at the end, they go, yeah, we'll honor this because she promised it.
Oh, of course.
Okay. It's going to take 12 to 14 business days
for the refund process. And you have to mail it. It's like a mail-in rebate. You got to
send
in your receipt.
I probably have to send in a video of me doing like...
You got to stand outside, do 15 jumping jacks so they know.
Anyway, it's just case in point. What horrendous customer service. Crocs.
However, please get Crocs because we have a great promotion.
Yeah, go to the Croc store or something. I don't know. They are pretty expensive.
Is there a Croc store?
There is one at the Ella
Mall. That's a thing. Mm-hmm. The Croc store.
There's
a Croc store.
You've never been?
No, I've never been. Never wore Crocs in my life.
The amount of gibbets
I never have
in that store is crazy.
Yeah, I never have either, but apparently they're super comfortable. So those are going
to
be my
pregame. So I need to go get Crocs.
Yeah, those are going to be my pregame.
We can go get new ones together.
Also, okay. I'm also thinking about getting some custom-made Kelly Green Converse. Like high tops. I've been thinking about this for years, but I haven't done it because I don't
know. For you?
Yeah. Because I don't know how comfortable they are to run around in for like an entire 3.5, 4, 5 hours.
It doesn't matter how they feel. It's just about how they look.
I mean,
I've been told to tape my pinky toe because it might rub up against the rubber in the inside.
So. I feel though you wouldn't complain though about that. Doesn't matter. You've worn some pretty wild shit.
Like the pizza shoes.
You would not.
Pizza shoes are pretty comfy though.
Are they?
Slippers. Yeah.
They're like a soft pillow slipper.
Did you get the inserts for your Crocs or just the regular Crocs?
Just regular Crocs.
Hold on. There's inserts.
It'll get dirty.
Oh, yeah. You can get like the fuzzy or like the... Oh, yeah. There's like insoles.
So they went out of style then came back.
Oh, they're so bad.
Because I remember people hating on Crocs.
Oh, yeah. They think they're trailer trash.
What about the Rolly shoes? Are they still around?
I like to think we're here at Welland Stadium. We're a little bit on the side of some rednecky stuff.
We're very inclusive.
Well, we are
someone
Welland.
Asked the other day if the jackfish are going to calm down, and the answer is
nope, absolutely
in my
not.
French-speaking way, fuck no.
Whoa!
We'll bleep that out. It's fine.
Yes. Stop. Now that takes a new level on the podcast.
Well, I said it last time we had a podcast. I said we're going to dial it up to 10 and 11, and we're going to keep the dial going. So no, we're not going to calm down.
All right.
Anyway.
Keep her going. I like where we went.
That was hilarious.
We went a little bit off the rails, but then the Polar Express brought her right back on track. Beep.
Yeah. So, promo schedule's out. What we're going to talk about today, I guess, is just what's coming up for the season, the new additions and all that kind of stuff we got going on.
Well, I was going to say, break that down. Start with the new additions, because you also made a post since our last podcast that there is now a new construction project going on.
Well, right now, since it's rained, there's basically a Welland Jackfish pool.
Let's go mudding.
Jocks has been fishing out there the last couple of
years. Yeah, there's that. We've teased it. Everybody knows it's coming. It's the 35-foot by 40-foot patio with the new merchandise store. I just found out today that concrete has a cure for 28 days before we can do anything with it, so that kind of sucks.
Oh.
Yeah. Good thing we got 48 days.
We can stand on it after like a couple days, actually putting a shipping container on the pad, apparently you're supposed to wait 28 days.
Oh, so it doesn't just sink?
No, so it doesn't crack.
Oh, smart.
Yeah. This thing is over-engineered, I'm going to tell you right now. Like, it has a foundation. You could live in it if you wanted to. Like, I don't know plumbing, though. You can't take a poop there. But anyway.
Just walk down the little hallway. Yeah. There you go.
So there's that. And then on the first base side, where there used to be those shrubs, we ripped those out. They're gone. Well, I didn't. The city did it. Thank you, City of Welland.
Yes, thank you.
Those are gone. And our new on Wednesday, this is all going to be completed by Wednesday.
Wow.
A new fence into the parking lot, new kiosk. Wow. The only thing we're going to have to do to get ready is outfit the kiosk and run lighting. That's it. Power.
Shit's happening.
It's going to be really, 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 really awesome.
There we go.
And then we have other stuff, like our VIP tables are still there, which, by the way, there's only one left for the home opener. So if you want the VIP table, get it.
You want it.
The suite is gone. We're not putting the Newark Barge, which is our new patio area, tickets on sale until I know it's, you can actually enter.
Once it's cured.
Once you can enter it.
Yeah.
Also, there's no berm seats available until I know you can actually enter the berm. So
right.
There's that. But yeah, that's half the problem right now because we're opening up the city's opening up the facility for the bathrooms for the Eclipse on Monday. So my question to them was, what am I supposed to do with this giant dirt hole? And apparently it won't be a problem. So
good. Just don't fall in the dirt hole.
Yeah.
Just don't look at the sun. They say a lot of things.
Okay, we talked about this a little bit earlier. I want to find some glasses because I really want to look at this thing.
Do you want to be able to see the rest of your
Poor Colburn was giving up
I heard
glasses.
The glasses protect you.
They do.
Poor so Colburn. Alec is actually going to he's gonna be in his closet
the
entire time because he doesn't want to see any of this sun.
I want to be able to call Welland Jackfish baseball games.
Well, it was funny. I told the guys that were putting the water on today. I said, don't, because we were talking about the solar eclipse or whatever. I said, before they're leaving, I said, guys, don't worry. I got the call. God called down. No sun. Not that day. Solar eclipse canceled.
How am I?
What's the baseball movie where the guy's afraid of the sun?
Oh, Benchwarmers.
That's it. I was going to say Bad News Bears, but that's
Howie.
Howie.
He eats the
you
sunblock.
Are Howie.
Are you going to eat the sunblock?
You're going to wear a couple of hats, sit in the closet.
If you pay me enough, I might eat the sunblock.
You know what I finally watched? And this is going to put us into our next thing. Is I watched Dodgeball, the movie.
You've never seen Dodgeball?
No, I have. I just watched it again.
Okay.
Because we're doing Dodgeball night this year. So yes. It's actually presented by Empty Bellies.
That's going to be crazy.
We're wearing specialty jerseys that night.
We are the Average Joes.
We're the Average Fish.
Oh, I love that.
Which some people in the other side of the league will probably get a kick out of that.
They will, 100%. Because
whatever.
We are because calling ourselves Average.
Because we're championship doing fish,
We're doing a sponge. It looks like a dodgeball, sponge ball giveaway.
Beautiful.
And all kinds of stupid antics.
Is that the stress ball?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
It's too expensive to get real dodgeballs. And plus, can you imagine people
imagine that?
Real dodgeballs at each other?
I can't wait till like the seventh inning.
Imagine some of the diehards.
Whatever they want to do. I want to go get like a sponge wrench, and people would walk through the thing and just throw wrenches
at
them.
If you can dodge a wrench.
You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Hey, umpy!
have somebody sit in the chair as Patches of O'Houlihan and just start throwing wrenches at people.
How many stress balls are going to be on the field?
I don't know. There's 500 given away.
Seven, eighth inning when people have had too many pond waters.
You should just test them as they're coming up the ramp here. You want a ticket? Here, buddy.
The umpire's better looking. You
want
a
free ticket? Dodge this wrench.
A couple of them are real. Oh, sorry.
Well, we thought about doing maybe a thing on the field where we blindfold two guys and they start throwing dodgeballs at each other on the field.
That's amazing.
Right?
It sounds like a liability.
Actually, there was quite a few. We had our promo meeting. I don't know if you guys saw on Twitter. We posted the picture of the whiteboard from the promo meeting. So our resident American that's in our office, CJ, loves Promo Day.
Chicago.
So yeah. They don't say that.
Chicago,
they?
CJ.
They
that's like a Boston.
They definitely don't say Chicago.
Anyway, so he is huge on Promo Day. So he came up with a 34-page presentation on different promos. And one of them was turtle racing. So we get contestants dressed up in turtle suits.
On all fours?
Blindfold them. Blindfold them on all fours.
Even better.
And have them race to the finish line with the fans like screaming where to go.
Around the bases.
No. See, buddy.
That would take so long, I guess.
Well, not even that. They'd probably get injured.
Yeah.
Like Ryan. When
we'd have a guy bases. We'd have a guy in like center field.
Keep going, bud. You're close.
Yeah. So,
come on.
Yeah. So
bag. That's funny.
Wall.
So we got lots of new like that kind of stuff. But we're talking about concessions wise, we've got nacho helmets. I told you about those.
Yes.
So we got you can get a souvenir nacho in a jackfish helmet. Sure. No, a nacho and a souvenir jackfish helmet. That makes
is that sense. Our there first? Oh no, we had the beer bats. Yeah. I was gonna say, is that our first logoed souvenir
the
item?
Beer
at the
bats
concession?
Weren't nearly that popular.
No, not as what we expected.
No, we thought they'd go like crazy.
Yeah.
The problem is you couldn't put the beer bat down. You have to carry it the whole game.
Yeah.
So that gets inconvenient.
Well, in stadium, we don't have the 20.
Had a lot of head
beer bat holders.
No.
Hard to pour
too. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you'd have to be a pretty skilled bartender to pour a perfect.
We don't have draft
pour
either,
in a.
So. Yeah, yeah, you got to pour it out of a can. Yeah, so it's.
I mean,
there's a lot
you
of
works at Chuck's.
I do. I could. I guess I'm like stepping down from the announcing position.
So we have that. I'll be a bartender we might now. Be bringing a monthly special of a different food item in, like pulled pork or ranch or something like that. So we'll see
be
how that goes.
Fried bologna, I think, went pretty well last year. No.
No, that sucked.
Okay. And that's, you see, this is why I'm not the concession.
And, that's the end of
now
that.
Everybody knows fried bologna is off the menu.
Oh, there we go.
We sold none of that. There's like four guys that are watching that said buy it every game. There are only like four guys bought it every game, and it didn't make sense to keep it around.
I mean, so like, we get free food, but like.
It wasn't like the popping corn.
No.
I wasn't getting fried bologna sandwiches for free.
Well, the big one is pizza from Tailgates.
Okay.
It's going to be made on site. So the pizza oven is now at the stadium, so we're ready to rock.
Oh, that's sweet.
Making our own pizzas on site.
Wood oven?
No. Just conveyor.
Okay.
Just normal.
That'd be unreal.
That
would be unreal.
That's pretty extreme.
We are.
Cup and char, though. Are you a cup and char guy?
Oh, yeah.
We will be cup and char.
Okay.
100%. The score pizza
So we'll have cheese option and pepperoni.
Cup and char is so good. Right?
Beautiful.
So there'll be two of that. We're really just trying to upgrade the things that we can upgrade. We don't have fryers, right? So we can't do
yet. We're not doing donuts. We're not doing french fry.
Not doing.
We're doing cup and char.
And the hot dog. We got to master the hot dog. We have good hot dogs.
We already have mastered the hot dog.
Where do you think we sit in the league of the hot dog ranking?
First.
Nah.
Oh, I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
Who's above us?
I don't know, but.
I know London's got good food.
We could have the best. Yeah, London has got good food.
I know we have the best corn.
Good food.
Who has the best corn?
We corn? Have oh, Wellen's got the best corn.
Spence and I are doing a corn tour this year.
Listen, I'm not a small guy. I know my corn. And that's Hell of good corn.
You've so have you see Spence and I there? Yeah. Toronto didn't have corn up until probably this year. I don't know if you saw there.
They redid everything.
They've revamped, right?
Or they redid like their concession. I saw on social media.
They just they partnered with Left Field Brewery.
Okay.
So they're going to run their concession now, which is good.
Okay, there we go.
Maybe corn in Toronto next
better
year.
Better experience there.
Good.
Kudos to those young, fine gentlemen that are making that happen.
Good.
But then, yeah, you got Chatham's coming in, and that's new.
I'm excited for them, actually.
I don't know what that – I mean, they sold out their home opener already, so that's cool for them. I don't know what their setup's like, though.
Hey, more teams that sell out, the league looks better. I think it's great.
I'm all about it. Our home opener's already over 50% sold out, so –
So we're that's a good number. It's a good number. It's about 1,200 right
before
there.
Before walk-ins. So
get your tickets. Single sale.
What do we got? 48 days?
Tickets. We have to talk about that.
To look is it 48 days? I think it's 48. Like this is the countdown.
See, Ryan, is that one of your on the calendar, like one of your
44 days
marquee moments, the single game tickets on sale? Because normally when you see that date, the season is around the corner.
Yeah, so we don't do it till April 1st every year.
No joke.
Yeah, no joke. Well, biz nasty is a joke.
Yeah.
You know how many people message me? Go get onto that. Never mind.
Yeah, your message.
Yeah, that's a big moment for us just to see how it takes off. It did pretty well the first few days. Still kind of going steady, but this town is very much a we'll get tickets when we get tickets.
I know.
Kind of place. So, or walk up kind of thing, right? So it'll be fine. We'll sell it out. We're going to sell it the home opener.
You just heard it here.
It's not even a question.
Yeah.
But there was a little April Fool's joke there. But
was it April Fool's though, or did he actually?
Well, see that's
never know.
No one's ever gonna know
until you show up at the
ball. Tailgates. Yeah. Ryan Nava, owner of Tailgates, came in the office and actually sitting down with me with a notepad, asked me what we're doing for biz, and I just smiled at him. He goes,
"See, he bought it.
You asshole."
It's actually the biggest contract ever given out.
Yeah.
In the IBL.
Yeah.
To biz nasty.
He'll throw the heat.
Yeah. He actually never texted me back.
He'll talk a lot of shit, too.
I'd love to see him pitch one inning.
I have his number.
How many batters
is
he
I texted him and asked him if he'd go along with our April Fool's joke.
You got big dog by Biz.
He dosed me hard.
He didn't say no, though.
That's true.
So you got big dog.
Anybody that knows Biz personally that watched this thing, can you, like, ask him?
His family's at the games.
Yeah, this is true.
Ryan Harrison got big dog by Biz.
He said text me anytime.
On April Fool's.
Hurt me right here.
Have you ever seen Stanicky, the movie?
Oh, yeah, I did. Stanicky? I watched that.
Yeah.
Text
maybe
me
we
any
got
time.
A biz
best
Stanicky.
Friend we never had.
Correct. Yeah, do you have a best friend you never had?
Yeah.
Stanicky.
Yeah.
Come to the Jackfish.
We still love you, Biz.
Yeah.
It's
if you have to get out of a family dinner to go to a Jackfish game, just say Stanicky. That's why.
Or just leave.
He's throwing out the first pitch.
I could be your Stanicky.
That's right.
Yeah. No.
No.
Anyway, that's the end. That's the end of the new stuff. I mean, we got besides the new camera. So I met with Foregrounds, who does our camera stuff. So we got a new camera in the outfield going in. A couple of new things like that. So you guys will be have more angles.
But nobody cares about that if you're at the game.
Yeah.
Actually, it'll look good on the video board.
Yeah, we're gonna get it on the video board.
There we go.
I'll know what if I'll
not replay yet. We're not there yet. That's quite pricey. So
can we do kiss cam on the video board?
Yeah.
Have we ever made people like really
awkward? The only problem with that is we only have one person with a handheld cam.
I know.
So then to get from place to place to place,
you'd have to like cut away to a graphic or something.
Yeah, you need multiple camera operators and multiple that kind of stuff.
That sounds like a problem for the tech guys.
We do have a kiss cam with the fish, though.
Yes, true.
So technically,
good point.
It's you know.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get one day. We'll have replay.
Yep.
One day we'll have all that stuff, but for now we're just small potatoes. We're working on it.
Small potatoes.
Nah, we're pretty big.
Yeah, well, we're getting bigger. It's good. Anyway, I hear you have some stuff to tell us.
Yeah.
Do I have some news?
I don't know. You tell me.
Do I?
Come on, smack. What do you got to bring out today?
I wore this honestly.
Yeah, it's an honor. Smack.
In honor of JS re-signing with the
That's
Fish.
That's a big news. Yes, he did.
JS
re-sign.
Is back in the pond.
And before you go on. Watch next week. There's a lot more in the chamber that we're going to announce of players.
Before you go further, who do you think was a bigger, I guess, fan base reaction? Mendez or JS, good old Smybert here?
Yeah, no offense to my boy Smack, but it was...
I think Davey.
It was Davey.
Well, Smack doesn't throw 100.
Or he'll just throw a fastball right at your head and say, hey.
Well, if you ask Smack, he throws 100.
Oh, yeah. In the gym.
In the gym.
100.
In the mirror.
Yeah.
Shout out Smack. Okay. Get your merch.
All right, back to you.
Okay, where are
back
you going me? Here?
What are we... Why are you guys looking at me like this?
So you have a surprise for me.
I do.
What is it? Oh!
Baby.
Oh, God.
Niagara's team.
Niagara's team.
Yeah. Niagara's team.
Oh, God.
We're shouting out the Mets on the podcast. In the final for the first time?
So Jacques was at a Mets game.
Let me see this.
Wow.
Rally. Calm down.
Jacques, I know, did go to a Mets game. I saw a photo of him.
Jacques has been to the Mets games?
And who's the Mets the Mets mascot? Does he have a name?
Paper Mache Tony.
Wow.
He is.
That's amazing.
Mr. Met?
Mr. Met.
Oh, I like
Mr.
that.
Mr. Met?
I
don't know. I don't know.
I'm putting you on the spot here.
All I know is that Mets won last night.
They did.
Mets win.
Open nice the gates. To see and,
I'm not going to lie to you. When you were in the group chat saying, let's go Mets, I thought you literally met the Mets.
Like the New York Mets.
Yeah.
Let's go Mets.
The Metropolitans.
We'll see you all Saturday night.
Yeah.
For game two. Go Junior B.
Anyways.
Yeah. Go Junior B. Go hockey. This is baseball podcast.
Go hockey, yeah. Baby. I'm so
seriously, that was your big surprise. That's awful.
Yeah, I'm still in hockey. But what would you expect?
No lunch for you.
I will say next week is supposed to be very nice. 18 degrees. We're going to be painting on Tuesday. Anyone wants to come paint with us? We're painting.
What are we painting?
The walls on the outfield.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then the banners go up behind it? Or on the paint?
Surface Masters banners, yeah. So, anything else there, guys?
That's up to you. You got anything?
Well, apparently... Mr. Producer over here says we're at 20 minutes.
Oh, there we go.
Well, we could go five like more.
No.
We could go five more.
We could do five?
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Put up five more minutes.
Let's go five more minutes on the clock. Overtime.
We should actually talk about our lunches from 2 weeks ago from Empty Bellies.
This could be a segment at the end of every podcast.
I like that. We should do a rating.
So my rating is...
Okay, go ahead.
A++.
Whoa.
Wait, is it 1 to 10?
You have to say what do you have. You have to say what you had.
I had the...
This is new. So you start. Say what you had.
What is it called?
The Buffalo Bird.
No. Buffalo Bird?
Buffalo Bird.
Yeah.
Is it Buffalo Bird? But you had it in a wrap.
Oh, that's true. You did.
I had a Buffalo Bird in a wrap.
Okay.
With a Caesar salad.
Okay.
And I get it every time.
And what did you like about it?
I like that the chicken is very not dry as hell, like usual.
So good, moist chicken.
Don't use the word moist ever again.
Why?
Not in my podcast.
Okay.
That is awful.
Wet bird. Wet bird.
Yeah.
Good.
We're gonna bleep out moist.
Moist is a bad word. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
And the rating?
It was an A+.
Wow.
No. Are we doing a pizza rating?
No, we're doing 10. We're doing
like Joe Gonzalez. Yeah.
Okay, no. So it's a 9.5.
9.5.
9.5 for me, dog.
9.5.
Okay.
9.5. Well, hold on. We got to get the Caesar salad.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Some of the best Caesar salad in all of Niagara.
Okay.
It's ice cold.
So now hold on here, though. Is this a rating on the overall lunch, or are you doing each individual item?
Oh, overall lunch then. 9.5.
9.5 lunch. That's a good number.
That's
it. It's my favorite place.
Can we stab it up?
All right, now go ahead. Your turn.
I had I had a wrap as well. But I had the, what did I have? It was the roast beef. I think it was the roast beef.
You did have a wrap. I know that.
It was the roast beef.
And you had salad too.
I think it was the roast beef wrap. Pretty sure it was roast beef and had like mushrooms and melted cheese in it.
Sounds lovely.
It was delicious.
Spencer hates cheese.
I do.
I know. But
fun
the Caesar salad here is the best in all of Niagara, I will say.
It's true.
The cheese on
better
it.
Better than Chuck's?
Oh dude.
What'd you call Chuck's earlier?
Rux Chode House. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Come on down.
I don't know if you can say that.
Oh, yes. I do work there. No, the Caesar salad is the best. It's got like the big cheese slices on it.
Yeah.
Sprinkle.
It is good.
Okay, what's your rating?
I don't know. I got to try something different today, but I think my rating is going to be a 9. I get even a 9.3.
Okay. Wow. 9.3.
Mr. Chicken Fingers and Fries.
Yeah.
Is that what I had?
Yeah, Buffalo Chicken Fingers
basic,
and Fries.
Oh, that's
basic
true.
So
the buffalo chicken, I went to the fryer because you guys went all healthy and went to the grassroots.
I had a ref that night.
Salad. Well, that, and you're reffing tonight too.
I am.
So the fryer food, though, I mean, it is hard to kind of screw up, I feel, but it was really good. I mean, the buffalo sauce, really good. Really good tenders. And it
like
was
tenders?
Very tender. I won't use another word. Not dried.
Were they moist?
But it was, there it is. He just used it.
We've ran our bleep. Stop it.
I know what I'm expecting, though, when I get them because, like I said, they're really good. I'll go 8.9.
Okay, we have to try something new today.
Yes.
No, I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bird again.
You're so basic. How are you supposed to do a review every year?
On your 28th Buffalo Bird in a row.
I like it.
Okay, well, you might like something else.
You don't know what I like.
I told you.
You're going to start bagocking on the goddamn... like that.
And on that note...
That's a great way to end
this
it.
That's a review.
This is Hooked on Fun Episode 4. We'll see you next time.
We'll be back.
Right here at Empty Bellies.